Father and our God, we humble ourselves in your presence, appreciating your goodness and mercies that we've been enjoying in this household, thanking you for the covering of the fathers and the distilled instructions of the former and the latter rain that you bring into us, causing us to be washed, sanctified and cleansed by the washing of the water, to be presented unto you a glorious church without spot, wrinkle or any such thing, but blameless and holy to you in all things. We give you the glory. We bless your name. As we go into the word tonight, we welcome your presence, Almighty Father. And we pray, O God, that you grant us unprecedented open heavens under the covenant of the Saint Fathers, the visions of our God, and the word of God will come expressly unto us tonight, and your hand will be stretched forth to confirm the same word with signs and wonders following, wrought in miracles, signs and wonders in the name of our Holy, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you as you open our understanding to understand what you are teaching us, what the Spirit of God is doing. Thank you for imparting us with wisdom and power to be doers of the same, that may be profited, that may be blessed, that our lives may be changed, that may bring forth the fruit that bring pleasure and glory to your name. We appreciate you. We give you glory. As I minister, Lord, I ask for your mercy and your grace to help me under the covenant of our self fathers to bring the word as you have me bring it, as an oracle of God, with clarity, with precision, conciseness, so that by this word, O God, we'll be fed, we'll be built up, and granted our inheritance among the saints in the name of Jesus. We give you glory and praise as you perfect all that concerns us and cause us by this word to stand perfect and complete in all your will for us, individually and corporately as a people, so that our paths in this last days will shine brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. We give you glory and praise. I pray, O Lord God, that this word also will be a refreshing to all of us, especially our spiritual parents, so that they will see the travail of their souls and they will be glad and satisfied. Concerning, O Lord, this ministration and our service tonight, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. And let the increase of your government be without end. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hebrews chapter 5, we're reading from verse 12 and to verse 14. For when, for the time, you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and have become such as have need of milk, not of strong meat. But everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Let's read verse 13 again. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for is a babe. Help us say unskillful in the word of righteousness. The title of my message is skillfulness in the word of righteousness. Skillfulness in the word of righteousness. God wants us to develop skill in operating the word of righteousness. He wants us to be skillful in the word of righteousness. Through practice, following instructions of the Father, so that we can mature into full age and have our senses, both spiritual and physical, exercised to discern between good and evil. What is the word of righteousness? Before we discuss about how to operate in skill in the word of, what is the word of righteousness? This is the word by which we are made righteous, and we operate in righteousness, and we are kept righteous through faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. I will repeat, then we'll look at some scriptures that helps us to understand that definition. This is the word of God. We are trying to understand what the word of righteousness is. This is the word of God by which we are made righteous, by which we operate in righteousness, and by which we are kept righteous. And if you don't have skill in the word of righteousness, you can be made righteous and not operate in righteousness. That means you can be born again, but you are not operating in the righteousness of God because you don't have skill. If you don't have skill, you cannot increase in fruit of righteousness. You'll be born again, but you won't have fruits of righteousness to show. Because it takes skill to bring forth those fruits of righteousness. And that's why we must be skillful in the word of righteousness. Now, there's a central word that captures what the word of righteousness is, and that's the word that says, the just shall live by faith. Someone say, the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. Let's read Romans chapter 1, verse 16. We want to read to verse 18. I believe we can read together. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation, unto everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed, from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Now, the word of righteousness is also called the gospel of Christ here. That's just semantics. But it's the word by which we are saved and we obtain the righteousness of God. Now, by which we obtain the righteousness of God. I will explain the different aspects of righteousness of God later. Now, you take note that when he's describing this word, he calls it the power of God. He's not just talking about a word. He's talking about a word that contains power. And that power is activated by faith. If you take note of verse 16, let's read again. He said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Why? It is the power of God. Somebody say, it is the power of God. Unto salvation to everyone that believeth. So there's power in that word, but that power cannot be realized until you exercise faith. That power cannot be released until you exercise faith. That power cannot make you righteous or give you right standing before God until you exercise faith. I hope you are following. Now, when I was describing that word, I said, that's the word by which we are made righteous. We don't only need to be made righteous, we must also operate in righteousness, and we must be kept righteous. And it is the power that is in that word that will do all the three. And it is faith that will release the power to do all the three. Now, the main issue in the body of Christ is that a lot of people get born again by faith in this gospel of Christ, in this word of righteousness. And after they get born again, using their faith, they now believe that to do the righteousness that God wants, I just need to use my willpower. It will never work. Because the righteousness that God wants can only be obtained through the power of God, and that power is released by faith. Amen. Now, to explain that better, let's read another scripture. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38 and 39. You remember that I said the key phrase is the just shall live by faith. Actually, that means the just became righteous by faith. If we operate righteousness by faith, and if we kept righteous by faith, that's what it means when they say the just shall live by faith. Now, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38. Now, the just shall live by faith. I've explained what that means. But if any man draw back from exercising faith in the word of righteousness to continue in living by faith, my soul, we have no pleasure in him. So there are a lot of Christians that God doesn't have pleasure in them because they are trying to do the righteousness of God without the faith of God, without the power of God. They have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. Now, remember what we are talking about is being skillful in the word of righteousness. Before we talk about the skill, let's understand what the word of righteousness is. Yes, we say it's the word by which we are made righteous, we operate righteousness, and we are kept righteous through faith in the works of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Verse 39. But we are not of them that draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of our soul. I'll come back to that later. The righteousness of God is obtained by faith, is operated by faith, and is kept, and we are kept in that righteousness by faith in the power of God through the word of righteousness. You know, Pastor Kunle was telling us one time, he was teaching in Colossians. He said, that's Colossians 2, verse 6 to 7. He said, as you have therefore received Christ, so walk ye in him. You don't only need to receive Christ, you need to walk in him. How did you receive Christ? By believing in your heart and confessing with your mouth. Romans chapter 10 verse 9 to 10 tells us that with the heart we believe unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Now, that gets us the righteousness. But how do we operate that righteousness? It's the same way. Amen. Now, there are many people that don't operate that, and they wonder why they have no fruits. That's why we want to talk about the skill, because it takes skill. Of course, this teaching that has been coming here has been giving us instruction about the skill. But you know something about skill? Skills come by practice. No amount of teaching can give you skill. It's like learning to drive a car. They can tell you all that you do and all that until you get behind the wheel and follow the instruction and do it again and again and again and again, you will never have skill. And the reason why the Hebrew Christian were still unskillful in the word of righteousness was because after they had believed and obtained righteousness, they were now trying to walk in righteousness by keeping the law. But the Bible said, by the keeping of the law shall no man be justified or be righteous in the sight of God. Every righteousness that comes by keeping the law is still unrighteous. It's a filthy rag before God. So, those people in Hebrew that we are reading about, Paul said, by reason of time, you have had this word a long time ago. If you have been practicing this, you ought to be teachers of others about how to operate in skill. But you still need to be taught the rudimentary. You know why? They weren't doing it. And it slipped away. How shall we escape if we neglect this so great salvation? If we let the world slip? So, what we are simply saying is this. Amen. We must develop skill in the word of righteousness. There are two kinds of righteousness. I know we are familiar with that, but let me just mention it. There's the righteousness of the law and the righteousness of faith. Now, if after you give your life to Christ and through faith in Christ you are given a right standing, which is the beginning of righteousness, you are given a right standing to stand before God without condemnation, without guilt. And afterward, you now revert back to trying to please God through doing the law. That means Christ's death has no meaning for you. That means Jesus doesn't need to die. That means you are still trying to live like you were living in the Old Testament. And there are a lot of saints that do that. Because there's no skill in the word of righteousness. Thank you, sir. Amen. O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth that is evidently made? Now, Paul was talking in Philippians chapter 3, verse 9. Philippians chapter 3, I said there are two kinds of righteousness, the righteousness of the law and the righteousness of faith. What God has called us unto through Christ is the righteousness of faith. Now, having been found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Listen, he acknowledged that there's a righteousness that he has, his own righteousness. But that righteousness is as filthy rag before God. It's not acceptable. He said, all these things that I've gained, he mentioned it from the beginning. Because of time, I don't want to say Hebrew of Hebrew, you know all those words, named on the third day, circumcised, a Pharisee of Pharisee, all those and all that. Those were righteousness of the law. He said, but all those things, do you understand, they are as dung to me. Because God is not accepting them. So why do you want to boast in the righteousness that God is filthy in the sight of God? But there's a righteousness that is talked about now. The righteousness which I want to have is that one that comes by faith in Christ Jesus. Why? Because it's the works of Jesus Christ that is credited to your account when you believe. You can never do any work that will satisfy God in righteousness. So every attempt to satisfy God doing your own works is just vain attempt. That's what all they did in the Old Testament and still fail. That's why he gave them the law. The law was given to prove to you that you cannot fulfill the requirement. Amen. So why do you want to try and do what God has already proven that you can't do? When he was talking in Romans chapter 8, verse 3 and 4, he said what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sent his own son in the likeness of flesh to condemn sin in the flesh, so that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh but after the spirit. Amen. And you can't walk after the spirit except by faith in that word of righteousness. Amen. I hope you are getting the parameters that we are laying. Now, amen. So, when we get born again, the righteousness that we are given is the righteousness that comes by faith because of Jesus. The Bible said, him who knew no sin, 2 Corinthians 5:21, God made to be sin, that we might become the righteousness of God in. We might be made. Let's read that verse. Now, this is a transaction that has nothing to do with our works. The only thing it has to do is with our faith. So, do you understand what I mean? It doesn't have anything to do with our works. Amen. God made him to be sin for us. So, it was God that did it. He knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So, we are made righteous. We can never make ourselves righteous. We don't have the power. Amen. How did God make us righteous? By giving us a right standing with him. And giving us a new spirit, which is created after God in true righteousness and holiness. So the Bible now says we should be renewed. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22 to 24. We should be renewed in the spirit of our mind. Now, the reason why I'm teaching is so that we can renew our mind again. Amen. Because it can sleep. You know what? You are righteous. Yes, you have right standing before God. But you forget that it is by faith. And you have to maintain it by faith, operate it by faith. So you sleep back into the flesh and try to do it. And you find that you are always falling. And you wonder why there is no fruit. God is not interested in form of godliness. He's interested in fruits and that comes by the power of godliness. Amen. Amen. I said Ephesians chapter 4. Let's start from verse 22. He said that you put off concerning the former conversation the old man who is corrupt according to deceitful lust. Verse 23, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Verse 24, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Question, how do you put it on? How do you put one off and put one off? By faith. You believe what God has done, and you say it. I put off the old man, and I put on the new man. You say, is that simple like that? That's what faith is all about. It's so simple, but you know what? A lot still stumble at it. Praise the Lord. Okay. Now, what is true righteousness? That's the righteousness that we're given to us by faith through grace. It's a spiritual state where our spirit is given right standing before God without condemnation, without guilt. That means we can come before God because himself has justified us. He has declared us righteous. He has declared us guiltless. Our guilt, our sin that can hold against us, he has laid it upon Jesus Christ. So the simple thing we can do is just accept it, thank him, and receive it in faith. And there's a power to make it work in our life. That's the power that is in the gospel. And the only thing that activates that power is faith. It's not your effort. Amen. Now, so we start with right standing. And from right standing, which we get by faith, we move to right nature. That's life, divine nature. We have access now to the life of God, the nature of God, the nature of righteousness, because of the right standing that God has given to us. That's why we are to come to the throne of grace to obtain mercy and grace to help us in time of need. Pastor has told us mercy produces life from above, grace produces life from within. So our right standing gives us access to the throne. Why can you come to the throne boldly? Because God gave you right standing. Amen. Every time you are trying to justify yourself to come to the throne of grace based on your works, you will always feel condemned. That's why Pastor says, when you are coming to the throne, what do? Confess your sins and clean with the blood from all unrighteousness. Then you are in rest, your right standing is renewed. Then go to the throne and obtain what? Mercy and grace. That's the divine nature, the right nature, or the righteousness nature. Amen. Which, by the power of the Spirit, now you now inject true faith into your mind, into your emotions, into your body, so that you can produce the fruits of righteousness. Did you get it? And all of these are operations of faith. Amen. So you have to believe that word of righteousness from the beginning to the end. That's why it said in when we are reading in Romans chapter 1 verse 17, it said the righteousness of God is revealed, which is from faith unto faith. You will never stop needing to exercise your faith. That's how you live. That's our lifestyle. The Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. Amen. So, from right standing, which we obtain by faith, we assess divine nature, which I call right nature. We don't only assess divine nature, we also assess the power of the Holy Spirit. You see, amen. There's a universe of power in our spirit. But you will never assess it except by faith. Because you can't see it, you can't see it, you can't feel it, you can't touch it, and you feel it's not there. Listen. When through faith we become born again and God makes us righteous before Him, it doesn't only make us righteous, He sends the Spirit of His Son into our heart. So there are two people in there. There's your whole spirit and there's the Spirit of the Son. Now, the Son can fulfill that righteousness because that's His nature. His Spirit can fulfill it. Did you get what I've just said? Let me use a scripture to explain it. Praise the Lord. Let's go to Ezekiel chapter 36, I believe. Our God to that is that from right standing in faith, we assess divine nature, which is right nature or righteousness nature, like we read in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 24, created in true righteousness and holiness in the image of God. I'm trying to say it's not only right nature that we assess. It's not only life that we assess. We also assess the Spirit of life, or the Holy Spirit that gives life. Amen. So if the Spirit of Him that raised Jesus Christ from the dead dwells in you, then you can believe that He that raised Jesus Christ from the dead will give that life. Do you understand me? To your soul, to your emotions, to your will, to your body, and righteousness can be produced there. But you have to believe that that Spirit is inside there. How do you believe that it's there? That's believing in the word of righteousness. Because that's what God said. As I want to explain it. Ezekiel chapter... Amen. 36. Let's go there. Verse 26. Let's start with verse 26. Then I will use a New Testament example to explain it. He said, a new heart. Can we read together? A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. Now, what is he talking about here? He's talking about new birth. Amen. He's talking about what happened when God gave us that right standing. He removed the heart of stone and gave us a heart of flesh. using metaphors to explain it. He gave us a new heart or a new spirit. That's a new recreated human spirit. We have been taught about. They are basics. But you know something? When you want to know who are masters in any game, find out how proficient they are in the basics. If a master is not proficient in the basic, he will always fall. Thank you. If the foundations be destroyed, what shall the righteous do? Now, so we all know this. That's what 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17 says. If any man is in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away, all things have become new. We have a new spirit. Now, we have a new spirit, yes, but it's not only a new spirit we have. Let's read verse 27. And I will put my spirit within you. Someone say, I will put my spirit within you. That's different from your own spirit now. The new spirit is your own recreated spirit. My spirit is the spirit of God. Abi? So there are two of you inside there. There's you and the spirit of God. Now, what will my spirit do when I put him within you? It will cause you to walk in my statutes. It will fulfill that righteousness that I require. You get it? When my spirit is inside that new spirit, the reason why that spirit can come, the spirit of God can come, is because you have right standing now. So your right standing has assessed divine nature in your new spirit, and it has assessed the spirit of God. Did you get it? Now, why did he send the spirit? So that it will cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them. Amen. New Testament equivalent of this word. Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. Let's start from verse 12. Wherefore, my brethren, as you have always obeyed, not in my presence only, but now, much more in my absence, walk out your salvation with fear and trembling. Verse 13. For it is God who worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Who is working in you? Again. So if you don't operate in faith, you will hinder his working. That's why that righteousness comes by faith. It's operated by faith. And you are kept in that righteousness by faith. So you must believe that the Spirit of God is there. And if it's there, it will give life to your mortal body and to all your faculties. That's the word that's been coming out, infusing with life, infusing with life. Where does that life that you infuse come from? It's from the Holy Spirit inside you. But you know something, all those operations, you do it by faith. When you say it, then the Holy Spirit will perform it. Amen. Amen. Because he watches over the word to perform it. That's why you must believe. Amen. You believe that you have right standing, and you believe that the Spirit of God is inside it to walk both to will and to do of God's good pleasure. Amen. So, let me quickly go through. Amen. Okay, let me just say this. I've said it in passing, but let me just say it clearly. So that by that divine nature now, and the power of the Spirit inside our spirit, we can now do the righteous works that God wants from us, that the law stated, but the law cannot fulfill. You see, the law has no problem. The issue is that there's no power or ability in us to fulfill the requirement. But God sent the power and the ability into our spirit, and that's the power of the Holy Spirit in a new spirit. So, what we have to do is just activate that divine nature and activate the Spirit of God by faith. Amen. There's no work that you can do that will qualify you. And it's a mistake. Let me just go on so that I won't waste. Amen. There's a mistake that a lot of believers make. They still think that I have to do something so that I can please God. God is not expecting. In fact, he wants to kill you. Hello? Do you understand? You can't do anything. But the only thing you can do is allow him to do what he wants to do in you. And the way you allow him is believe in him. It's so simple, but you say, what must I do? It's not what you are going to do, it's what he wants to do. Just make yourself available. That's what it means. Says, neither yield your members as instrument of unrighteousness to sin, but yield it as instrument of righteousness to God. That's what you can do. The Holy Spirit is there. Oh yeah, take my body, take my hand, take my eyes, take my flesh, take my kidney, crucify all the lost therein, and use it the way you want. Then he will produce that righteousness there. And all of this happened by simple faith operation, in confession, in prayer, in praying in the Spirit. Now, don't we know how to confess? We do. Don't we know how to pray in the Spirit? We do. But if you don't have a skill in your mentality concerning how to use that word of righteousness, you will still be roaming around. Even though you have the ability to walk the way God wants you to walk. Amen. Why must we develop skillfulness in word of righteousness? So, number one, so that we can exercise dominion over sin. Romans chapter Romans chapter 6 verse 14. You will not be able to exercise full dominion over sin until you are skillful in the word of righteousness. Because it will dribble you. You are trying to meet it at its level. Jesus said, the spirit is willing. Didn't Jesus say so? He said, but the flesh is weak. So, who will strengthen the flesh so that I can do what the will is willing to do? The Holy Spirit inside your spirit, by the life of God, as you believe and declare it and pray. Did you get it? Very simple, but if you are not skillful in it, you will just be stumbling and you wonder why this thing is not working. It will start working for us. Amen. Romans chapter 6 verse 14. But sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. What does he mean by that? He said under the law, they don't have a new spirit. And they don't have the Holy Spirit. And the law say you must live righteous. So they can't do it. It's like a cripple that you ask to walk. It's cripple. He can't walk. That's why every time the children of God try to go back to the law, it always infiltrates. That means the death of Jesus Christ is of no avail. It doesn't need to come. But it needs to come. So now, but under grace, through faith, God has given you all the things. He has given you all the equipment. You are now to operate the equipment by faith. Now, if you got the righteousness of God by faith, why do you think you can't get the power that will make that righteousness function in your body by faith? Did you get that mentality? You got the righteousness of God by faith. You didn't do any work. Why should it be difficult for you to imagine that? Do you understand me? The power that will make that righteousness produce in your body, you have to do a work. That's the sin nature, the residual sin nature in the soul and the body. That's why we must cleanse it out. The Bible says those that are in the flesh cannot. So that's why I said, walk in the spirit and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Amen. So, we must develop skillfulness in the word of righteousness so that we can exercise dominion over sin. You know where we are going? We are not only going to a place where we keep sin under. Like Pastor shared with us sometime, we are going to zero sin rate. That's where we are going. That we will operate like the Son of God. That we are in all ways tempted like he is, yet without sin. Now, the capacity has been deposited inside us. We now need to develop skill in the word of righteousness to produce that fruit. God will never ask you to produce something. Do you understand what I mean? He have not given you what you are going to use to produce. It will be unrighteous of him. Amen. That's why I send the Lord Jesus Christ as an example. Amen. So that if we follow a sinful step, we will produce the same result. Number two, why we must develop skillfulness in the word of righteousness, so that we can perfect holiness in the fear of God. That has been taught here many times, so I will just read the scripture. It is perfecting holiness in the fear of God that will bring us to that zero sin rate. That we cleanse out that sin nature. 2 Corinthians 7:1. Having therefore these promises or these words, amen, these exceeding great and precious promises, by which can partake of divine nature and the power of the Holy Spirit and escape all the corruption that is in our world, our mind, our emotion, our flesh, through lust. Let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and the spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Now, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 15 to 17. We are talking about why we must develop skillfulness in the word of righteousness. God demands righteousness, the righteousness of faith, and God judges unrighteousness. Now, but as he which has called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. So why are we supposed to be holy? Because God is holy. Amen. And if we are going to walk with him, we must be holy. And you know what? He sent his spirit of holiness into our heart so that we can be holy. Amen. Verse 17. And if you call on the Father, who is without respect of person, judges according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. Now, that tells us something. That after we have received this righteousness by faith, when we refuse to operate and continue in by faith, we'll be judged for our works. So, do you understand? Amen. That's why when Paul was talking about the Hebrew, he said, if any ground receive water and it brings forth tissues and thorns, is fit for nothing but to be cursed. Now to curse. But even though we say all those things, we are persuaded of better things than you. So he was trying to bring them back to the faith work. Do you understand? So there's judgment if we don't actually develop skill. And there's reward if we develop skill in the word of righteousness. Amen. Number three, to please God. When we were reading Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38 to 39, he said, the just shall live by faith. And if any man will draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. We know Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Without faith, it is impossible. Someone say impossible. Someone say impossible. To try to please God without exercising your faith in all the provisions he has made available, new creation realities, is going to displease him. It's like a father who left an inheritance for his child, and his child is like that prodigal son, and he went to join himself to somebody of the other country, and is now eating with swines. Will the father be pleased? If we are going to please God, we must develop skillfulness in word of righteousness and use it continually until we perfect this holiness in the fear of God. Amen. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 5. That was where he talks about all the children that came out of Egypt. And God gave them everything. But he said with many of them, God was not pleased. Because they were overthrown in the wilderness. Because they did not pursue righteousness. Number four, to inherit the spirit without measure. Remember when it was said about Jesus, Hebrews chapter 1 verse 9, our Lord Jesus Christ, he said, because you have loved righteousness and hated wickedness, therefore the Lord thy God has anointed thee with the oil of gladness. So there was a reason why he was given that spirit without measure. He was in always tempted, yet without sin. So the Father at baptism, John the Baptist, sent the Spirit to rest upon him and declare, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Isaiah chapter 42, verse 1, declares that clearly. He said, behold my servant, whom I uphold, my elect, in whom my soul delight, or in whom I am well pleased. I have put my spirit upon him. So the reason why God gave him the spirit without measure is because he was delighting the soul of God. Amen. In righteousness, operating skillfulness in righteousness to perfect holiness. Okay. Number five, to be profitable in this life and the next. We are talking about why we must develop skillfulness in the word of righteousness so that we can be profitable in this life and the next. 1 Timothy chapter 4. Let's read verse 7, let's read verse 8. But refuse profane and old wife fables. The Bible says somewhere, it said they lead to more ungodliness. But exercise yourself rather unto godliness. How do you do that? By using skillfulness in the word of righteousness. Go on verse 8. For bodily exercise profited little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of a life that now is of that which is to come. Okay. Number 6. Why develop skillfulness in the word of righteousness? To obtain answers to our prayer. Very simple, but very profound. 1 Peter 3:12. For the eyes of the Lord are over who? The eyes of the Lord are over who? And his ears are open unto. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. There's one scripture we use here a lot. The effectual fervent prayer of a. Avail much. Any time pastor is teaching, he will say, you need that many things. Huh? Effectualness, fervency, then right standing with God. Amen. So, our prayers will be hindered. Isaiah 59:1-2 says, the hand of the Lord is not short that he cannot deliver, neither is his ear deaf that he cannot hear. He said, but your iniquity has done what? So that even though he wants to help, he will not hear. And the only way to operate in dominion over sin is to operate in skillfulness in the word of righteousness, like we have been saying. Okay. And finally, to have boldness in the day of judgment. First John chapter 4 verse 17. First John chapter 4 verse 17. Herein is our love made perfect, that we have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. Remember, one of the characteristics of love is that, what? He loves righteousness. And sin and wickedness. Praise the Lord. Somewhere in the Bible, Proverbs chapter 28, I believe, said the righteous is as bold as a lion. The wicked flee. where no man pursue, but the righteous is as bold as a lion. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 14, it said we will be established in righteousness. Then it said, far from terror, far from fear, far from oppression. He said, surely they will gather, but not of me. All of them that gather together will fall for your sake. Amen. He said, no weapon form or fashion against you shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against you in judgment, you will condemn. This is the heritage. This is the heritage. And their righteousness is of. Amen. Boldness in the day when the enemy come in like a flood, and the day of trial. Okay, now let's just quickly go to how to develop skillfulness in the word of righteousness. Very simple. Someone say practice. Someone say practice. We have enough instruction in this house. We don't need new instructions. We have enough instruction in this house. Do you understand me? To develop that skill. The issue now is practice. Someone say practice. Like I told you, you will never develop skill in driving a car by reading how to drive a car. Dude, that was how I learned how to drive anyway. But I eventually moved to. I got a book how to drive a car, and I picked the car. I moved it here and there. Went to come back, I made some mistake, I corrected, but you still have to get to the practice before you develop the skill. Amen. So the instructions that the fathers have given to us, do you understand me? All we need to do is just use it, and the more you use it, you correct yourself, you perfect it, then the skill will be developed. After some time, righteousness will be a second nature. Exercises. You know, somewhere I said they exercise themselves in conscientious practices, therefore they cannot stop sinning. You can exercise yourself in righteous practices, and after it gets to the time, you can't stop practicing righteousness. But remember, all this is done by faith. That's the key. The just shall live by his faith. Let me just mention the instructions that we've been given. Amen. The seven pillars. You see, I will use a word to capture the seven pillars. The Bible says, the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death. All that the seven pillars are doing is activating the law of the spirit of life. That's, do you understand what I've just said? That's what they broke it into seven. But all that they are doing together is putting that law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus into motion, so that always it will set you free from the law of sin and death. I'm going to explain the law of sin and death to us, then I'll come back to the law of spirit of life. James chapter 1. James chapter 1 verse 13. I'm talking about how now. James chapter 1 verse 13. Let no man say when he's tempted, I'm tempted of God. Can we read together? For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted he any man. Verse 14. But every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Verse 15. And when lust has been conceived, it brings forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, brings forth death. That's the law of sin and death. You know what? The Bible broke it down to us how it operates. How it begins. It starts from what? The lust. So, you must use the power of the Spirit day and night to crucify those lusts of the flesh. Then there will be nothing to entice. Did you get it? That's why you have to do fourth watch. That's why you have to pray every 6 hours. That's why you have to pray every opportunity, at every opportunity. That's why you have to do it even in the temptation. Amen. You see, if you have done it in the fourth watch, the lust of an affection will have been anesthetized, like Pastor told us. Somebody that is under anesthesia, if you pinch him, he won't respond. So when the devil brings this temptation, your flesh will not respond, and your spirit will resist it. Amen. Amen. How? You just pray, confess your sins, cleanse with the blood, load with life, and fire by the spirit. Then you are strong again, and you put the devil out. By faith. Believing now in the power of the spirit inside you, and that new nature, and the righteousness of God that gives access to that mercy and grace that cannot help you at your time of need. Now, it is when you refuse to practice the instruction that looks as if sin has power beyond what God has given you. Now, at the beginning, when you begin to develop skill in the word of righteousness and operate it, you may be sinning 90% of the time. But if you are operating it and you are practicing it, do you understand? It should be going down. And if you are doing it diligently, with determination, the violent take it by force, because the flesh will not. The right people have an adage, one keep free, would you last on by a kuro? That's it. Now, the violent take it by force. Your flesh will still want to raise that ball. But since you know the principle of the law of sin and death, abort it in the root. As long as there's something to be enticed, sin will always have dominion over you. Now, is there not something to be enticed? There's something to be enticed. Because there's still residual sin nature in our soul, in our mind, in our body. So we are to follow the instructions of the fathers, watch and pray always using the blood, the word, and the spirit to do what? To crucify it, to flush it. After some time, the degree of sin will be getting lower and lower. If it's not getting lower in your life, you are not developing the skill of righteousness. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's where the instruction is coming. How do you choose the fear of God? By believing and saying it. That's why we pray, I choose the fear of God. Happy? So, I hope you get what we are trying to say. So, when you put all the seven pillars into operation consistently and all that, you are operating the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus that will always keep you airborne. Not that the law of sin and death is not operating, it's just you are operating above it. Amen. So when you come down, when the anesthesia goes down, you start misbehaving again. So what do? Inject it all the time. Start in the morning. One phase of battle prayer. Infused with life. Crucified. Then, in the next 6 hours, at every opportunity. Then, by the time the temptation comes, you are just, do you understand me? You are just strengthening yourself so that you can resist it. Not that you are being tempted. Did you get it? But if you wait until the temptation comes before you do it, at it be a Sunday. You will. Thank you, sir. So, what are we saying? The way to develop skill in the word of righteousness is to practice the instructions of the Father. Practice the seven pillars of wisdom. Activate the law of spirit of life effectively. Walk in the spirit and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Use the blood to cleanse always. Use the word to load and frame your desires in righteousness and fire by the Spirit. Operate in fourth watch. Watch and pray always as instructed, so that you can be accounted worthy to escape. So there's a way of escape. So if you don't escape, it's not because there's no way of escape. It's because you didn't take it. By watching and praying. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's stand on our feet. I fix my eyes on you, the author of my faith. Cast aside every sin and every weight.
Lord, I fix my eyes.
I fix my eyes on you. I lay my burdens down, letting the cares of this world now fade
away.
One thing I ask
is
one thing I seek, that I may dwell in your house, O Lord, my God. All the days of my life, I want to gaze upon your beauty and seek you in this holy place. I fix my eyes on you, the author of my faith, casting aside every sin and every way. I fix my eyes on you. I lay my burden down, letting the care of this world now fade away. One thing. All the days of my life, I want to gaze upon your beauty and seek you in this holy place. All the days of my life, I want to gaze upon your beauty and seek you in this holy place. The Bible says we have not an high priest that cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all ways tempted like as we, yet without sin. Therefore, let us come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace to help us at the time of need. Let's come to the throne of grace. Let's take advantage of the high priestly ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's obtain mercy and grace to help us in developing skill in the word of righteousness and in all. Laying aside every weight and every sin that easily beset us. Let's look ahead unto the finish, or the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, has now sat down at the right hand of the throne. He has channeled a path for us. Now the righteousness of God that the law require can be fulfilled in us. We just need to take advantage of the word of righteousness, believe in it, and exercise and practice it. Practice the instructions. Let us pray. Shall we place our hands on our chest, left hand, and the other hand up? Father, we confess our sins. So we clean with the blood from all unrighteousness. In Jesus' name, we have life. Lord, have mercy on us as we pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word that has come to me, that the just shall live by faith, shall obtain righteousness by faith, operate righteousness by faith, and be kept righteous by faith. Father, thank you for the provisions you have made to make this my experience. I come by faith, and I thank you for obtaining righteousness by faith. Henceforth, I believe, and I will continue to believe in the power of your Holy Spirit inside me as I pray in other tongues, and I believe the word of righteousness to inject life into my soul, into my body, into my faculties, quickening my mortal bodies, crucifying all the lust and affection of my body, so that when temptation comes, there is no lust to be enticed. So sin cannot be conceived and death cannot come. Heavenly Father, help me to operate the instructions of the fathers, watching and praying using the blood, the word, and the spirit at every 6 hours, every opportunity, and in every temptation, to operate the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. So walk in the spirit above the law of sin and death. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's pray in the spirit over this. Mekashata, likoporo, yakateko, rabakapalabasatakaria, rabababa, yeklorobuso, mekate, mekato, mekara, mekalustande kapa, rabababa, yekotoklorobo, yeklarabasata, riko para, buma, yade katakata, likato klerebosote, bramako tekete, rabakapaliba, yedokalikapa, rabado de yedu. Heavenly Father, thank you for imparting us with wisdom and power to be doers of this word, and so develop skill in the word of righteousness, and so operate in dominion over sin, and move towards zero sin rate. In Jesus' name. Amen.